请我们再一次低头祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
早晨，你又再一次嘅召聚我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
In the morning, you gather us before your presence again.
并且藉着诗歌，你提醒我哋，主你再翻嚟嘅时候快到。
And through the hymns, you remind us, Lord, that your coming is near.
但愿我哋众人都有一个等候你嘅心。
May we have a heart to wait for you.
直到你见你面嘅时候。主啊，我哋能够亲眼嘅见到我哋嘅主。
Until we see your face that day.
主啊，但愿你亦保守我哋，叫我哋喺等候嘅时候嘅时间嘅里边，我哋能够作一个忠心有良善嘅仆人。
We also ask you, Lord, to preserve us, keep us while during this time of waiting, that we be faithful.
求主纪念我哋呢段时间。
Lord, remember this time.
保守我哋众人嘅心怀意念。
Keep our hearts and minds.
让我哋都在基督耶稣嘅里边。
That will be in Christ Jesus.
一同嘅蒙恩。
To receive your blessings.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 今朝早有一个负担想同弟兄姊妹交通。
This morning, we have a burden like to share with brothers and sisters.
愿意喺马太福音书里边。交通一个嘅比喻
，like to share a parable in the Gospel of Matthew。
呢个比喻系记载喺马太福音第25章嘅。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25。
二十五章嘅第14节到第30节嘅。
Chapter 25, verse 14 through 30。
今朝早要同弟兄姐妹交通嘅呢个题目咧，我就定咗佢为服侍与交账。
This morning, the topic as assigned, it will be called service and giving an account. Service and reckon.
Yeah. 因为我哋知道主好快就翻嚟。
We know that the Lord's coming is near.
在我们还没有知道，可能你还没有醒觉的时候，可能主就会再回来。
Prior to us knowing or being alert, the Lord will be back already.
圣经里面用马太福音24章、25章都一直讲着主再回来的事情。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and 25, it tells us about the matters of his coming.
咁除咗主话叫我哋要警醒，
aside from the fact that we ought to be watchful and alert,
25章仲话俾我哋听，有一日佢就翻嚟嘅时候，我哋要喺佢面前交账嘅。
In chapter 25, he also tells us that will be the day of reckoning.
就是我们常常听到的在基督台前面的审判。
And we hear this many times, it's the judgment seat of Christ.
这个是将来要发生的事情。
This will happen.
问题就是说我们怎样去面对这个事实呢？
The question is, how will we face that day?
25章主就用一个比喻同我哋讲出嚟。
And in chapter 25, the Lord used a parable to tell us.
话俾我哋听，要话同埋话俾我哋听，应该点样样预备去见主嘅面嘅嗰一刻。
To tell us how we ought to prepare ourselves to face that moment to see His face.
正如头先我哋领司嘅弟兄交通过佢以前嘅经历。
Just like our brother earlier shared his experience.
他没预备，没做到神要他做的，于是他里面就会很惊慌的。
He did not prepare what God wants him to do, and he was frightful, fearful.
但是如果他照着老师的吩咐来到做了老师要他做的，他到时就不用惊慌了。
But if in accordance to the instruction of the teachers he prepared, then he'll be well.
所以25章那里讲到，有一日 我会哋一定会喺基督台前要交账。
In chapter 25, there will be a day of reckoning before the Lord.
嗱，因为呢一段嘅圣经都几长啊，所以我就唔想喺呢度用时间去读。
This passage is quite lengthy, so we will not read the entire thing.
不过咧，我就想只系我哋一齐嚟读几节嘅。关键性的经文。
But let's read a few of the important verses.
14节。
Verse 14.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着各人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Verse 14-16. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents.
然后我们看22节。
Verse 22.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看我又赚了二千。主人说，好，你这有良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我就把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有杀的地方要聚敛，我就害怕，去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的银子在这里。
Verse 22-25. He also who had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there, you have what is yours.
30节，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Verse 30. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be the weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以当我们读这段的圣经的时候，看这个的比喻的时候，
When we read this portion of scripture and see this parable,
神让我们看见一个神的仆人，就是一个服侍神的人，他在神面前应有的
God allow us to see that as a servant of God, what ought to be our attitude.
所以我今朝早用三点嘅嚟到同弟兄姊妹交通。
I would like to share with brothers and sisters three main points.
第一点就系话，服侍嘅人应该喺主必快来亮光底下嚟到服侍主。
Those who serve the Lord, to serve Him under this light, in the light of His coming.
第二点就系服侍嘅人对神嘅认识同埋态度。
Second, it those who serve the Lord, how his attitude and his knowing of the Lord.
或者话咁样改一改就，服侍神嘅人对服侍嘅态度。
How they ought to view the attitude towards service.
然后第三点咧就系服侍嘅人对神嘅认识。
Thirdly, is their knowledge toward God themselves.
马太25章第十四节到三十节。
Matthew chapter 25 verse 14-30.
就讲到有一个人要去外国。
Speaking there is this man traveling to a far country.
当他出发之前，他就将他的家业来到给了他三个仆人。
Prior to him leaving, he gave the goods to the three servants.
咁佢俾佢嘅仆人係按照住每一个 佢个仆人嘅才干，或者话俾佢嘅能力，嚟俾佢哋有不同份量嘅银子去做买卖。
And he gave them a different talent, different amount, each according to its own ability.
结果呢，其中有两个人好努力，佢哋去做生意做成功咗。
Two among the three, they were diligent and they did the business and they traded and gained something back.
就赚咗双倍嘅银子翻嚟。
And they gained double.
Yeah. 而第三个仆人咧，佢乜都冇做过。
And the third, he did not do anything.
佢嘅零嘅付出，结果就有零嘅收获。
He gave out zero and he gained zero.
咁当主人翻嚟嘅时候
，and when the master came back，
见到头两个仆人佢哋嘅成绩
，and saw the results of the first two，
就俾佢哋又赞赏啦
，and
称赞佢哋
，and gave him praise。
唔单止净系赞赏，仲俾佢哋好多嘅事去作为管理
，and not only praise， but also gave them， make them ruler over many things。
除此之外，仲主人所有嘅一切，佢哋都有权咧，亦都有呢个咁样嘅时间去享用。
And all that the master possessed, they were able to enjoy and share.
而第三个仆人咧，佢冇完成到主人嘅托付。
And the third servant, he did not uphold.Or carry out what the master want him to carry out.
Yeah. 他将主人给他的本钱埋没在地里面。
And he buried it onto the ground.
那他这样做是有原因的。
And there's a reason.
但那个原因是他自己的原因。
And that was his own reasoning.
那么到了过了很久了主人再回来。
And after a long time, the master came back.
呢个第三嘅仆人一啲嘅东西都冇得着，亦都冇得到呢个主人预期嘅称赞。
The third servant did not gain anything, and he did not receive any praise from the master.
并且佢系受责备。
And he was condemned.
系一回咁样嘅事情，你话啊咁样讲有咩意思呢？
And you ask, what does this mean?
其实这个是一个非常严厉的一个的处罚。
And this is a very solemn warning and punishment.
不单止得不到这个主人的称赞。
Not only did he not receive the praise.
并且他是失去了主人的同在这个福气的。
But he lost out the blessings of the presence of the master.
咁呢个比喻今日对我哋嚟讲系对我哋晓喻啲乜嘢呢
？Today, what is this parable speaking to us？
第一点，服侍主，我哋要喺主必快来嘅亮光嘅底下进行。
First point, when we serve the Lord, we ought to serve Him in light of His coming。
乜嘢叫做在主快来嘅亮光底下呢？
What does it mean by in light of his coming?
就是说我们知道主即刻就回来了。
We acknowledge that his coming is now, is imminent.
如果我们要做什么的话
If there is something that we ought to do,
这个是最后的机会。
This is the last opportunity.
也都没有时间给你去滋滋悠悠慢吞吞这样。
There is not ample time for you to think it through.
因为我很多时候我都跟佢唔上嘅。
Many times I'm not quite compatible.
有时同佢去买嘢咁样本来喺呢个 aisle 里边等紧， 突然間轉個面，一唔見咗佢啦。
Well, example, we go shopping in the aisle, and then I turn around. Well, where did she go?
原來佢又走咗去第二個 aisle 嗰度。
And she was already on the next aisle.
咁啊，因為唔知係我真係好慢嘅，所以我就成日跟唔住佢。
I'm a little bit slow. I cannot quite be compatible with her.
啊，原來後邊出邊嗰個個 meter 個 my bill 已經差唔多時間啦。佢話你仲唔快啲，等幾時呢
？Time to feed the meter. Hurry up. Don't wait.
我哋每一个人都有我哋天然嘅特性，个天性。
Each of us have our natural temperament。
有啲人又温柔啲，但有啲人就刚硬一啲咁。
Some are more gentle, some are more bold, harsh。
Yeah, 有啲人急躁啲，有啲人就冇咁急躁。
Some are rash, some are a little bit slower。
唔系，有啲人感性啲，人理性啲。
Some are more logical, some are not。
每一个人都唔同。
Each one is different.
但是当我们提到我们服侍神的时候，
But when we're speaking about the matter of serving the Lord,
我再说是服侍神的，不是只是站在这里，这些人，是弟兄姊妹，每一个神的儿女，你都是一个服侍神的。
All brothers and sisters, each of us are serving the Lord.
神给我们各人有不同的这个性格。
God gives us each a different temperament.
但是都对我哋有一个要求。
But he's asking, I have one, the same requirement for us.
无论你是快的、慢的、温柔的、刚强的。
We are faster, slower, gentle or not.
神都要向你、向我有一个要求。
But God would have a requirement for each of us.
这个要求就是说我们要做神要我们做的事。
And that is that we ought to carry out what he wants us to do.
雖然我哋有啲人會快啲，有啲人會慢啲。
Some you may carry it out a little quicker than the other。
但係唔好忘記嘅就係話，主會好快就翻嚟。
But do not lose sight of the fact that his coming is imminent。
聖經25章呢度用呢個字才幹呢個字嚟到形容。
Here in this chapter speak of this word ability, own ability。
按照他们个人的才干给他们银子。
According to his own ability or talent.
那这个 talent, 这个字是也都在英文里面也都可以理解作是一笔钱银子。
It could be translated an amount.
这个是通用的这两个字。
It could be translated as an amount or ability.
所以当我们读到说银子的时候、这个不是真的钱啊美金啊或者是港币啊或者英镑不是。
Oh, when we speak about five talents, it's not the currency.
是讲到神给他的才干。
Speaking of their each according to his own ability.
有一个作家啦，咁佢就话咧，乜嘢系 talents 咧？咁
，There's a writer speak of this. What is talent？
佢话有才能嘅人系做自己喜欢做嘅事。
If you are with talent, you do what you like。
但系如果你系有天赋嘅人，系做自己能够做嘅事。
If you are with genius, you do what you can。
呢个系世界人嘅解释。
And this is an explanation about the world.
但是神的话呢?
But according to the word of God,
他告诉我们听，我们之所以有才干来到做事情，是他给我们。
We know that we have talent, ability, it is from God.
也都这个就是我们常常听见的恩赐的问题。
This is what we have heard all the time about gifts.
Yeah, 所以呢一段嘅圣经唔系指住人嘅本来有嘅能力。
So this portion of scripture does not focus so much on our talent ability。
亦呢个银子亦都唔系指住我哋有嘅财富地位能力。
And it's not speaking of how much we own our power and
yeah 或者智慧，或者你有腦筋，或者冇腦筋，或者係你係總裁，或者係員工，唔係指住嗰個。
Our wisdom, our position in the world, none of those。
呢個比喻講明神係按照各人嘅能力嘅 ability 俾佢哋唔同嘅 talent。
This parable speaks of that God gives different amount of talent each according to his own ability。
而呢個主人嘅要求係各人按照神所賜俾佢嘅才干，就係呢個恩賜嚟做主人想要你做嘅事情。
And the requirement is that each of them should go out according to his own ability, what is given to them, to carry out what the master wants them to do.
而且那个要求还是要忠心的去完成神的托付。
And ought to be faithful to carry out, to see through it.
我不知道这样讲会让弟兄姊妹明白或者更加糊涂，我不知道。
I don't know if I'm clear.
但是今日世界的人过分的看重一些才干，认为必须要有一些才干才能够服侍主。
But in this world today, some see that we ought to have certain gifts in order to serve God.
我不知道你有没有看过一些报纸在那里邀请牧师 的广告呢？
I don't know if you see some advertisement about hiring a pastor.
哇，嗰度嗰个要求真系好高嘅，一定要有几多个学历，最好你系神学生。
The requirements you have to be come out from a seminary and you have certain need to have certain degrees.
啊，你又要呢最好咧识讲好多各嘅言语。
And you need to speak different languages.
哇，仲要有经验嘅添。
And you need experiences.
仲有啊，唔可以太老。
And you cannot be that old.
哇，那个要求真系仲厉害过出边请经理。
It's harder to hire that compared to hiring a manager.
但系圣经喺度清楚嘅话俾我哋听。
But the Bible tells us clearly.
我哋可以服侍主，唔系靠着我哋本身嘅能力。
By us serving God, it is not according to our own.
而系神所赐嘅。
It is given to us by God.
那些的 talent, 那些的銀子。
The ability, the gifts.
雖然每一個人神所給我們的都不一樣。
God gives, give them to us differently.
就是好像這裡說的，有人會給他五千，有人給二千，有人給一千。
Some five talents, some two talents, some one.
但是無論如何。
But no matter what.
这个神的要求。
This is the requirement of God.
因此我们如果我们是有五千的，我们也不要太过骄傲。
If we have five talents, don't be so proud.
你即使有一千，也不要太过灰心失望。
And we have one, don't be disappointed.
因为将来神的审判不是说看你有几多。
Because that day, the Lord will not look at how much you have.
但是看你有没有完成到神要叫你做的事。
But he will see that if you have carried out, see through what he has asked you to do.
当然如果每一个人都能够站在这里站讲台的话，
If each one can stand here on the pulpit,
那么你以为就真的很好了。
And you will think that that was great.
所以呢就这里大家都站讲台，就只有我和 Albert 坐在下面听。
So everyone share the pulpit and we will be sitting down.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以当神给我们有几多 的恩赐，
However much talent God gives us,
我们就做几多的事。
And then according to the ability, we carry it out.
这个态度就准确。
And this is a correct attitude.
我记得在加拿大一次我去探望的一个地方 的聚会。
When I was visiting a congregation in Canada,
那裡有一個弟兄，
There was a brother.
他又說我不懂講道。
And he said that, oh, you don't know how to preach.
No, 他說他不懂講
道。 Oh, he said he does not know how to preach.
是的，他又不懂傳福音的。
And he said he does not know how to preach the gospel.
講培靈更加不行了。
and about or nurturing others spiritually, he cannot do that.
但他說他最厲害是什麼呢?
And he said, what is his best?
他說最厲害我是清潔,
to clean up. That's his best.
所以每一次的聚會之前,
so each time prior to the meeting, he will come and clean up the meeting hall.
聚會完了之後,他亦都是去打掃乾淨。
And after everyone left, he would clean up the as well.
因為他們在家裡來聚會,所以他們用那些廚房,他們有爐頭,有抹澡,洗碗槽,也都抹乾淨。
So they will come from, they came from home, they will clean up the sink and the stove and so on.
他就懂得做這些事。
And that's what he do best.
他就做這些事。
And that's what he does.
我就說神就是給他做這一樣的事。
God gave this task to him.
所以他就忠心地去做,每一次的聚會他都早到遲退。
And faithfully, every time of the meeting, he will show up early and leave late.
做完那些事。
And finish what he ought to
並且他每一個主日,
and each of the Lord's day.
那裡的弟兄姊妹就不用吃,早上不用吃早餐就來聚會的。
They did not eat breakfast, the brothers and sisters, prior to them coming.
因為那個弟兄每一個主日早上都預備了一些包啊、咖啡啊、那些早餐給弟兄姊妹吃。
Because each of the morning of the Lord's table, the brother will bring pastries and coffee prepared for the saints.
我去了幾次,幾年都是這樣。
So I went a few times, and every time I went, it was like that.
我相信他現在都是在做緊。
I believe he's still doing that.
這個是什麼呢?
What is this, brothers and sisters?
他就是做神給過他的工作。
This is, he is carrying out, doing what God wants him to do.
或者神放在他裡面的負擔。
Or the burden that God puts in him, he's carrying it out.
那我們用熟練一點的話, 這個是他的才幹,是神所給他的才幹,我不知道是5000,2000,1000
Spiritually, these are the talents that God gave him. We don't know if it's 5, 2, or 1.
為著服侍教會,服侍主。
For serving the church, serving the Lord.
這麼簡單的一件事情。
It's a very simple task.
所以弟兄姊妹,不要只是羨慕。 哎呀,如果我能夠講道就好了。
Oh, if I were able to preach.
或者我就是喜歡傳福音的。
I only like to preach gospel.
這些都是對的。Yes,
that's correct.
但是是不是神要你做的呢?
But is it something that God wants you to do?
如果主給你的這個才幹,你是做得很輕鬆,很容易。
If God gives you that talent, you will be able to carry out very easily.
第二點,
point number two.
服侍神的人的態度,
the attitude of those who serve God.
所以这个领五千银子的人,圣经说,他随即拿去做买卖。
The one that was given five talents, immediately he went and trade.
NIV那个 那個翻譯,他就說隨即就 at once,馬上就有行動。
At once, he did some trading.
做什麼呢? Put his money to work.
Put his money to work.
就是說用他的錢去賺錢。
And use what he has, the talent to earn more.
用神給他的那些才幹去賺錢。
Use what God had given him to earn more.
所以不是用我的熱心,不是用我本來有的快慢那些的性情去服侍。
He had not used his zeal or of his natural ability.
是用神給過他的那些銀子去做買賣。
He went trade with what was given to him. The five talents.
有一個翻譯就說, to invest, 去投資。
He did investment in another translation.
但是弟兄姊妹,你知道什麼叫投資嗎?
You know what that is.
不是你去撲生撲命去做, 而是用錢去賺錢。
It is not use your life is you rather use money to invest money.
神赐你乜嘢嘅恩赐？
Whatever the Lord had given you.
俾你乜嘢嘅才干？
Whatever talents God gave you.
你就做成神要你做嘅事情。
And you carry out what God wants you to do with them.
我哋能够常常了解嘅。嘅話就話神俾我哋一個負擔。
Put it in another word, the burden that God gives us.
而呢個負擔呢個係我嘅能力所能夠及嘅。
And to this burden, my ability is able to be compatible.
我就按照呢個要求。
And toward that requirement.
付上我嘅時間、精力、精神去完成。
I put forth my time and effort to carry it out.
我記得。好多年前，好多年前。
Remember a very long time ago.
有弟兄喺佢里边，神俾佢一个负担。
A God had put a specific burden in his brother.
就系咧，就有用十分钟嘅时间嚟到制作一啲嘅电视嘅福音节目。
It was that to use 10 minutes of his time to produce some TV show.
就喺。我哋呢度湾区嘅电台去播放嘅。
Some TV program to be broadcast in the Bay Area。
相信喺度耐啲嘅弟兄姊妹，你知道啊，嗰个叫做《生命之光》嗰个节目啊。
It's the light of light. This is what the program called。
但系呢个弟兄咧
，But this brother，
佢有咁嘅负担。
He has this burden。
但系佢就话：我只可以出钱，但系唔出力。
But he said, I can only put forth my money, but I can't help, really help.
於是呢就找到另外一個弟兄。
Then he found another brother.
他懂得這些製作的功夫。
That he is a producer, he knows how to carry this out.
所以呢就我們可以說他有這樣的 ability, 這樣的能力。
See that, maybe you can say that he has ability.
那他就可以喺度做拍摄啊，做埋导演啊，咁样样。
So he was a producer doing all the filming and.
有个姊妹又去做剪接，有个姊妹又去写稿。
And then even a sister helped write the script and so on.
咁样嚟到完成嗰个负担。
And in order to see through to carry this out.
咁我哋呢个负担咧都连续咗差唔多成十年。
And they continue this burden for over a decade.
直到嗰個負擔冇為止。
Until the burden was released, was carried out.
所以呢個領五千嘅。
So this five talents.
神俾咗佢一啲嘅一個銀子，俾咗一個負擔。
Was given this five talents.
佢就即刻拿去作買賣。
Immediately he went to trade with.
另外又賺咗五千。
And to gain another five.
嗰個領二千嘅亦都係一樣。
And the same with the two.
到最後算賬嘅時候。
And when the day of reckoning.
佢兩個都得到獎賞。
And the two received the reward.
雖然賺翻嚟嘅唔一樣。
Whatever they have earned, the amounts are different.
但佢哋神俾佢哋嘅恩賜同埋佢哋個賺嘅係成為正比嘅。
But it's in proportion of the talents given to them and also of their ability.
同樣呢件事情講明咗。賞賜嘅多少唔係根據恩賜嘅多少。
It tells us that the reward is not based on gifts.
而係嗰啲服侍嘅人嘅態度究竟係咪完全嘅信服神嘅命令。
But rather is the attitude of the servant, whether they are willing to trust and obey.
還係為做自己喜歡做嘅事。
Or rather, on the other hand, they do their own things.
你知道世界咧就係成敗論英雄。
And you know this is how the world evaluate whether you're successful or not.
但係神唔係咁樣。
But this is not so with God.
所以當神呢個主人翻嚟同佢哋算賬嘅時候
，When the master comes back for them to give an account，
佢哋嘅恩賜唔一樣
，Their ability is not the same，
托付亦都唔一樣
，And the talents given to them not the same。
成績唔同
，and the result is not the same。
但稱讚係一樣。
But the praise is the same。
主一樣嘅喜悅。
The Lord is pleasing to the
Lord。所以主話：見到呢個五千嘅時候，見到呢個二千嘅時候，主話：好，呢個又良善， 有忠心嘅仆人。
To the five and to the two, the Lord said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
乜嘢叫做好啊，弟兄姊妹
？What is good, brothers and sisters?
滿足咗神嘅心，呢個就係好。
Satisfaction to the Lord's heart.
所以當我哋讀創世記，神創造咁多嘅事，每一樣嘅事，神創造出嚟就話好。
When we read the beginning of Genesis, God creates all these things and He says it is good.
当他创造人的时候，他说看着是甚好。
And when He created man, this is very good.
看着吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you see, brothers and sisters?
神喜悦的结果，
when we please the Lord,
就是得到一个更高的权柄。
We receive a higher authority.
他可以去管理神更多的事情。
We see that they became ruler over many things.
需要神，神话好，这个又良善又忠心的仆人。
God said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
所以当神能够这样称赞这些仆人的时候，
If God is able to praise them in such a way,
就表明这些仆人曾经是一个体贴神心意的人。
It is to say that they were once after God's own heart.
又是信服主的人。
And to submit and yield to the Lord.
又是照着他的旨意来做神叫他做的事。
And they did what they ought to do according to God's will.
所以神说他是良善的。
God said they are good.
并且是忠心。
And faithful.
就是没有再有其他的意念。
There's no other ideas.
一心一意的就是将主的托付 做完。
Single-heartedly carry out what the Lord wants to do.
并且做到最好。
Do to the best of their ability.
但是第三个仆人呢，
But the third one.
他来交账的时候，
When he give an account.
主就责备他说，这个又恶又懒的仆人。
The Lord rebuilt him, "You wicked and lazy servant."
你会不会觉得奇怪，他做了什么恶事呢？
And you wonder, what wicked things did he do?
他没害过人咯。
Did he harm someone?
亦都冇讲过人闲话喎。
Did he gossip behind someone's back？
哇！呢啲五千咪好叻咩？两千咪好叻咩？我佢唔会咁讲嘅。
Did he talk bad about the other two？
佢又唔喺度搞分裂嘅喎。
Did he try to cause divisions？
点解要叫恶呢
？Why is he wicked？
而且唔单止系恶，仲系懒添啊。
But also not that only, but lazy。
咁当然啦，佢话我哋唔做嘢咪懒咯。
Well, you don't do anything. Yes, lazy。
但系如果神叫你唔做嘢，你夹硬做，咁你算系懒咧，定话勤力咧？
But if the Lord don't want you to do anything and you do things, are you lazy or diligent?
懒不是因为他没做过事。
Lazy, not because that he did not do anything.
他都有的，那么最低限度你拿个锄头去掘先啦，咁系嘛？
At least you need to dig the ground.
咁你先至挖好个地，先至埋藏好啲咁，即系呢啲咁嘅手续，咁都是有做过事嘅。
He did something, he dug a hole.
不过问题就是说，
But the problem is this,
即使他的思考是很周详很细密，
Even though he seems like he thought it through,
但这些做的一切他都是为了谁来做的？
But all that he did, what did he do it for?
为了自己。
He did it for himself.
都是为了自己来做的。
He did it for himself.
都是为了自己的益处。
He did it for his own profit.
为了自保。
To self-preservation.
Yeah.不想受亏损。
He don't want to suffer any loss.
啊，真系有啲人成日都讲话，唔做就冇错嘅，做咧就有错。
Some say that if you don't do anything, we will not make any mistakes. But if you start to do something, then mistakes will happen.
而且主人俾佢一千，咁咪一千咯，佢冇蚀到啦。
But the one talent, hey, it's here. I gave the whole thing back to you.
但是为什么主人都还叫他做又恶又懒的仆人？
But why the master call him, "You wicked and lazy servant"?
主要的原因就是他没有在做神要他做的事。
The main reason is that he did not carry out, do what God wants
to do. 你有一个负担。
You have a burden.
神给你一个负担。
God given by God.
但你不理。
But you,ignore it.
神俾你一个 talent.
Your talent was given by God to you.
但你冇用到。
But you did not use it.
就是用自己的办法。
But you use your own way.
他现在用自己的办法。
Own ideas.
结果他什么都赚不到。
at the end, he did not gain anything.
没错，最后他是保存了自己。
Yes, he preserved himself.
但是他在神的面前失去了祝福。
But he lost out of the blessings before God.
第三点。
Thirdly.
因此我们就看见有一点这个第三个仆人的失败的原因。
We see of the reason of his failures.
不是他没有生命。
It is not that he does not have life.
亦都唔係佢唔知道何為恩賜。
It is not that he is ignorant of his gifts.
而係佢對呢一位主唔夠認識。
But toward the Lord, he do not have enough understanding.
唔認識神嘅所事。
He does not know who God is.
不知道神的心意。
He does not know of his heart.
也不知道神的要求。
He does not know of what God required.
更加不知道神的恩典。
He does not know of the grace of God.
或者说你或者说他都认为自己我认识主，我认识主。
In other words, you may say, oh, he might think, oh, I know the Lord.
但他的认识是偏差的。
But his understanding, see here, is deviated.
你听见他对这个主人的认识是怎样？
You know what he said here? His understanding toward the master?
他说这个主人很忍心的。
He said, you are a hard man.
不公平的。
You are not fair.
为什么我只有一千而已？
Why do I only have one talent?
我唔呢、这个呢、这个呢、这个呢、这个神系无理取闹嘅，未人种又想收。
You reap where you have not sown。
呢个其实我哋听起上嚟都冇理由啦，系嘛？冇理唔会话你唔种就要有得收，冇咁样嘅事情。
So of course this is not reasonable。
但呢个系佢对神嘅认识。
But this is his understanding of God。
所以好多时候我哋遇见一啲嘅难处嘅时候
，We see some hardships。
常常都听到有人话。主啊，点解你咁忍心啊？点解你咁对我咁苦待我
咧 ？We oftentimes hear, Lord, why are you so harsh to me？
哇，你又咁吹毛求疵，仲要我去聚会添啊
！What do you require me? You still want me to go to meeting？
因为我哋对神唔够认识。
Because we have lack of understanding of God, who God is。
呢个第三个仆人
，This third person，
佢就系咁样样对。他的主人不够认识。
He knew of the Lord as such.
所以他才不做主人的事要做的事。
That's why he did not carry out, see through what the master wanted him to do.
他才去埋葬了那些神给他 的钱财。
That's why he dug a hole and buried that one talent.
我们今天在神的面前。
Before God today.
盼望我哋唔好好似呢个仆人咁样样。
May we not be like this third servant.
神唔系残忍。
The Lord is not hard.
亦都唔系忍心。
It's not harsh.
佢亦都唔系好严厉。
He is not unreasonable.
神系愿意我哋喺我哋嘅难处。嘅上边学功课
，But he's willing us to learn the lessons in our hardship。
神系愿意我哋将我哋所有嘅注意力都放喺佢嘅身上边嘅，唔系放喺我自己嘅身上边。
For us to focus single in singleness onto him。
所以信而信服呢个系必定嘅道理。
Trust and obey, and this is the only way。
我哋喺楼星期五晚上呢度楼下聚会嘅弟兄姊妹，佢读完撒母耳记下，撒母耳记上同埋下。
The Saints on Friday night Bible study, we just finished First and Second Samuel。
我相信喺楼上嘅弟兄姊妹亦都读过撒母耳记上下。
We know the Saints were upstairs, they also finished that prior。
如果你记得嗰度以色列国嘅第一个王叫做扫罗。
Do you remember the first king of Israel? His name is Saul.
那一次呢，神藉着先知吩咐他去做一件事情。
That time, God assigned a prophet to tell him to do, carry out a certain task.
吩咐他去将那些亚玛力人来进行的消灭。
To annihilate the Amalekites completely.
但这个扫罗呢？
But Saul.
圣经说他爱惜上好的牛羊。
We know that Saul, he valued those good cattle and sheep.
他爱惜那些好的东西。
But he valued the good things.
还有怜恤那一个亚玛力王。
And he also showed pity, showed mercy to the king of Amalekites.
就不肯完全的灭绝他们。
And did not utterly strike them down.
如果我们讲人情，那当然不要浪费这些漂亮的东西，是吧？
According to men, oh no, you don't want to waste all those goods.
还要杀人，你当然不要杀人。
Oh, to entirely strike them down? No, don't do that.
扫罗就是这样觉得，不是的，好像不是挺好的。
But that was Saul. He doesn't think that it's good to carry it out.
但是不要忘记，这一件事是神吩咐他做的。
But don't lose sight, don't forget, this is what God wants him, commands him to do.
因为他没有做到神要他做的事情，于是神就不高兴。
Because he disobeyed God, God was displeased.
到一个地步，神说我后悔立他作王。
Even to the point that God said he regretted to set him as king.
所以撒母耳记上十五章那里讲到说，扫罗神就宣告说，扫罗是转去不跟随我，不遵守我的命令。
That's why in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, that says Saul, God had greatly regret that he had set him as king. He has turned back from following me and has not performed my commandments.
Yes. 神定这个不遵守神的命令的位恶的事情。
The Lord counted disobedience as wicked.
看到吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you see this, brothers and sisters?
那个审判将来不是审判我们做你的成绩怎样，那个审判是审判你有没有做到神要你做的事。
The coming judgment will not be based on the result, but rather it will be based onIf we have carried out what God wants us to do.
神的审判不单止审判我们所做的，也就审判我们没有做过的。
The judgment of God, not only give account of what we have done, but we also give account to what we have not done.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望在主再回来之前，
But brother and sister, may we, before the coming of the Lord,
我们真的要很谨慎的，很把握的这个意思。神要作的我们就作，神不要作的我们就不要作。
We have to pay close attention to this matter of whether the Lord wants us to carry out certain things.
想知是将来的事情，
The reward will come in the future.
但做不做呢，是现在的事。
But whether we carry it out or not is today.
我们对主的认识，这一点的上面，弟兄姊妹，你对主 的认识准不准确呢？
Towards this point,Do we have the correct understanding?
我们的心思准不准确呢？
Do we have a correct mindset?
如果我们准确，我们就有对的表现。
If we have a correct understanding, we will carry it out correctly.
认识不够准确，就会成为一个不忠心的人。
If our understanding is deviated, then we shall be like that unfaithful
servant. 得不到神的喜悦。
Will not be able to please God.
最后我一个总结。
Lastly, I give a conclusion.
盼望弟兄姊妹，
藉
着呢一个嘅比喻
，that through this parable，
提醒我哋
，as a reminder to us，
就喺主再翻嚟之前
，in light of his coming，
我哋有一个追求
，that we have a pursuit， we have a desire。
追求乜嘢呢
？What is that？
追求多认识我哋嘅主。
To desire to know。Of him more.
对他越认识，
the more we know him,
越懂得佢嘅心意。
We may know of his heart more.
就越作佢所喜悦嘅事。
And we'll do the right things.
我嗰三個孫咧，嗰陣時候，當佢仲係一兩歲嘅時候。
My three grandkids when they were one or two years old.
因為佢好佢，尤其是一男仔咧，好似好調皮。
The boys, they were very naughty.
咁我同 Esther 都唔係好習慣佢哋咁跳跳工咁樣又不停。
Me and Esther not quite used to them running around all the time.
咁於是我哋就覺得，哎呀呢個咁多麻煩㗎咁。
Oh, and we feel quite troublesome.
但係當佢一大個，稍微大個一啲咁。
Oh, they're a little bit older now.
就冇咁蹦蹦跳。
They calm down quite a bit.
咁有嘅時我哋又可以approach 佢多啲咁多，又接近多啲。
And we were able to approach them.
結果咧，我就發覺啦，哇！呢幾個細路真可愛。
Oh, discover they are quite lovely.
以前唔可愛咩
？Well, how about previously?
以前都可愛，不過我哋唔知啫。
Oh, they were lovely then, but we just didn't know.
我哋未揾到啊。
We have not discovered quite yet.
但當我哋多接觸嘅時候
，But when we encounter with them，
當我哋有多啲機會嚟了解嘅時候
，When we spend time with them，
佢哋又對我哋又聽話啲。
And
they
obey more from us, and we will love them more.
呢個係我同我孫嘅關係。
This is a relationship between me and my grandkids.
係今日我哋同神嘅關係。
But today our relationship with the Lord.
盼望我哋都係一樣。
May we also share this.
當我哋殷勤嘅去服侍佢嘅時候
，We diligently serve Him.
係靠著佢俾我哋嘅恩賜去做。
Based it on the talents given to us.
我哋越咁樣嚟親近佢。
The more we draw near to him,
就越知道佢想我哋做乜嘢。
The more we know what he wants us to do,
我哋就會越會容易跟上佢嘅意思嚟到。
The more easier we shall be compatible with him.
你話點樣先至知道啊
？Well, how you ask? How shall we know?
如果你一個禮拜淨係今日先你嚟拎打開呢本聖經咧？我就擔保你唔知道。
If once a week you only open the Bible at this in the morning today, then I guarantee you will not know.
如果你每天都嚟到尋求下、讀下佢嘅嗰封情信。
But if daily you open up this love letter,
你會知道神想你做乜嘢。
You will know what God wants you to do.
如果你淨係今天先至嚟眯埋眼嚟禱告下。
If only today you close your eyes just to have a little prayer.
你係同神係好陌生嘅，我講你聽。
And you are a stranger to God.
你連講乜嘢你都唔識㗎。
We hard to utter forth words before God.
但如果你天天都同佢有交談
，But if daily you converse with him，
你就好容易就將讚美嘅話可以講出嚟。
Very easily you give him the praise。
所以好多弟兄姊妹話：，我都唔識禱告。
That's why many brothers and sisters, I don't know how to pray.
點解？因為你冇禱告過。
Why is that? Because you did not pray.
神要嘅係嗰啲願意遵行佢心意嘅人。
God desires those who do His will.
願意主繼續喺我哋嘅心裏邊向我哋講説話。
May the Lord continue to speak to our hearts.
當我哋得當神嘅喜悦唔喺我哋嘅裏邊嘅時候
，When we lose out the Lord's when we lose out that
is not 咁講啦
，the liking of the when we not pleased before God。
當我哋冇遵行到佢嘅佢嘅。
If we have not carried
out His will, 當我哋唔係活喺佢嘅旨意嘅裏邊嘅時候
，If we are not abiding under His will,
我哋又會成為一個無用嘅人。
Shall be the unprofitable person.
我呢第三個仆人嘅神話，呢個係冇用嘅人。
This third servant is no use.
我記得我細個嗰陣時咧，最憎人哋話我。冇用嘅呢個嘢。
When I was a kid, I especially hate someone when they call me unprofitable.
咁真係冇用。
Of no use.
原來真係冇用係咁可怕嘅。
Oh, it's such a terrible thing, unprofitable.
我哋都想有用。
We want to be profitable.
但尤其是當主面對佢審判嘅時候，主話你係有用嘅，唔係冇用。
Especially up on the before the judgment seat of Christ, we want the Lord to say, "Yes, you did some good, profitable."
你要得到呢個獎賞，呢個賞賜。今日開始啊，弟兄姊妹。
Gain the reward that day, but we start today.
如果唔係，你哋要哀哭切齒嘅。
Or else, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
哀哭切齒嘅意思就係話，你失去咗同主同在嘅嗰個福氣啦。
Meaning that we lost out on the blessings of His presence.
唔好諗住我唔使管理幾多嘢嘅，少少就得噶啦。你連啲少少都冇啊！
You still think that, oh, I just be rule over little things. But even the little things will not be ours.
冇用啊！
Unprofitable.
求主憐憫我哋。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我哋唔係成為一個冇用嘅人。
So we shall not be the unprofitable servant.
我哋祈禱。
Let's pray.
主，我哋感謝，我哋讚美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你嘅話係何等嘅嚴厲又係何等嘅清楚。
Your word is so clear and solemn to us.
求主藉著呢啲嘅話嚟警醒，嚟提醒我哋。
Use these words to revive us, to alert us.
我哋追求作為一個有良善又忠心嘅仆人。
That we pursue to be this good and faithful servant.
奉主耶穌嘅名。
In Jesus' name.